We shall now deal with point-of-purchase advertising. Most advertising is aimed at getting the customer into the shop. Within the shop, advertising continues further. Signs, window displays, merchandise racks, video displays, and sampling are all used in point-of-purchase advertising. Window displays are very influential in areas where there is much walking traffic. The old saying that first impressions are always important is true, and window displays provide that first impression. Many companies pay retail outlets for space in their window displays. Window displays are most useful in promoting highly priced products. Audio-visual displays are now widely used in shops. They have the disadvantages of being very expensive and hard to place in location, but they do work. Kmart, the American department store, can be taken as an example. They placed static displays in 100 shops for 8 weeks and video or audio-visual displays in another 100 stores. Sales for sporting goods increased by 150% in the stores with audio-visual displays. Special merchandise racks are also forms of point-of-purchase advertising. The retail outlets receive these in many cases free of charge from the product manufacturer. Coca-Cola, General Electric Light Bulb, Budweiser Beer, and many other major companies advertise in the store by giving racks and other store equipment to the retailer. Another newer form of advertising for consumer goods is product placement. Product placement is the practice of placing products in films and TV programs so as to build up a good product image. Which car a hero drives in a Hollywood movie is often nowadays decided by contracts between the film company and the car manufacturer. When an actor reaches into his refrigerator, whether he pulls out a bottle of Budweiser or Heineken is decided by which brewer paid the most. Some advertising agencies specialize in product placement nowadays. The job of the agency is to act as a negotiator between the manufacturer and the film company. The advertiser gets contracted by the manufacturer of the product and must find suitable films to aid in the promotion. This type of advertising is extremely effective in television because the consumer does not even realize it is an advertisement. For this reason, this type of advertising has a bad reputation as it influences subconsciously. Nowadays, so many televisions are operated by remote control that when normal ads are on, the viewer switches over. Product placement advertising occurs when the advertiser has viewers' full attention. Images typical to products such as Marlboro as the tough man's cigarette or Coca-Cola for happy, fun-loving people can be strongly reinforced by product placement.